While I have aimed for a comprehensive approach, I must acknowledge that this proved impossible. Some potential interviewees were difficult to track down, some were more forthcoming than others, and some, unfortunately, have passed on. This book serves as the first and only time members of the band have commented on their history together. However, it should also be noted that, on matters both big and small, sometimes accounts of the same event differ. The truth often lies, unclaimed, in the middle. The Groupie, Daisy Jones, 1965 to 1972. Daisy Jones was born in 1951 and grew up in the Hollywood Hills of Los Angeles, California. The daughter of Frank Jones, the well-known British painter, and Leanne Lefebvre, a French model, Daisy started to make a name for herself in the late 60s as a young teenager on the Sunset Strip.
Elaine Chang, biographer, author of Daisy Jones, Wildflower. Here is what is so captivating about Daisy Jones, even before she was Daisy Jones. You've got a rich white girl growing up in LA. She's gorgeous, even as a child. She has these stunning big blue eyes, dark cobalt blue. One of my favorite anecdotes about her is that in the 80s, a colored contact company actually created a shade called Daisy Blue. She's got copper red hair that is thick and wavy and takes up so much space. And then her cheekbones almost seem swollen. That's how defined they are. And she's got an incredible voice that she doesn't cultivate, never takes a lesson. She's born with all the money in the world, access to whatever she wants, artists, drugs, clubs, anything and everything at her disposal. But she has no one, no siblings, no extended family in Los Angeles, two parents who are so into their own world that they are all but indifferent to her existence. Although, they never shy away from making her pose for their artist friends. That's why there are so many paintings and photos of Daisy as a child. The artists that came into that home saw Daisy Jones, saw how gorgeous she was, and wanted to capture her. It's telling that there is no Frank Jones piece of Daisy. Her father is too busy with his male nudes to pay much attention to his daughter. And in general, Daisy spends her childhood rather alone. But she's actually a very gregarious, outgoing kid. Daisy would often ask to get her hair cut just because she loved her hairdresser. She would ask neighbors if she could walk their dogs. There was even a family joke about the time Daisy tried to bake a birthday cake for the mailman. So, this is a girl that desperately wants to connect. But there's no one in her life who is truly interested in who she is, especially not her parents. And it really breaks her. But it is also how she grows up to become an icon. We love broken, beautiful people. And it doesn't get much more obviously broken and more classically beautiful than Daisy Jones. So, it makes sense that Daisy starts to find herself on the Sunset Strip, this glamorous, seedy place.
Daisy Jones, singer Daisy Jones and the Six. I could walk to the Strip from my house. I was about 14, sick of being stuck in the house, just looking for something to do. I wasn't old enough to get into any of the bars and clubs, but I went anyway. I remember bumming a cigarette off of a roadie for the Birds when I was pretty young. I learned quickly that people thought you were older if you didn't wear your bra, and sometimes I'd wear a bandana headband like the cool girls had on. I wanted to fit in with the groupies on the sidewalk with their joints and their flasks and all of that. So I bummed a cigarette from this roadie outside the Whiskey A Go-Go one night, the first time I'd ever had one, and I tried to pretend I did it all the time. I held the cough in my throat and what have you, and I was flirting with him the best I could. I'm embarrassed to think about it now, how clumsy I probably was. But eventually some guy comes up to the roadie and says, "We gotta get